Look, it may seem like a bit of an odd career path, from a degree in mathematics to a visual artist, but it's certainly one that's worked for Beth Radford, who's taken a self-confessed maths addiction and turned it into a way to make a series of paintings based in mathematics. Now, more recently, she's been involved with the Saatchi Art Festival, the other art fair, and it's kind of transformed, as she says, the way she connects with audiences. I've also got her on the phone right now. Good morning to you, Beth.
Good morning, Nick.
Now, when did you realise that your passion for mathematics was actually inspiring on an artistic level?
Well, actually, it was during my maths degree in the mid-2000s that I met a group of artists. And it was them that inspired me to change the course of my life. So I decided to try and do some art because I just loved who they were and what they did. And my natural inclination was to do things mathematical because that's what I had been studying at the time.
So what sort of art were we talking about? What were you looking at that was inspiring?
Well, I've always been influenced by the obvious, Escher, Bridget Riley, Victor Vasarely. So just looking at artists who used particular systems, and it was a little bit later that I discovered Sol LeWitt and his serial processes. So I got a lot from him, you know, just in the way that I approached different ideas and developing them. Yeah.
And was there kind of a turning point when you realised that this was more than a bit of fun that you were having and this was actually kind of changing the way your career might go?
Yes. Yeah, it was. Painting was the first thing that I found that I could do for 12 hours straight and just be happy doing it. So it was a really obvious choice once I started.
Wow. It's a big shift.
It is a big shift.
Now, yeah. I understand that you actually produced, you were living in Bali and producing work out of there. I've got no idea what the Bali art scene might be like.
Okay, the Bali art scene is really interesting because being in Indonesia, Indonesia, I find to be a really artistic country. They value art, they value artists, and there's a lot that's being created there of great interest. And being an economy that's booming at the moment, there's a huge market of newly wealthy people who want to purchase art. So it's a really exciting and dynamic place to be an artist. And Bali itself being a centre of tourism, you also get this influx of people from Europe and America who can come and look at your art. So it's a great place to showcase.
I never would have expected that. I had no idea it was such a vibrant scene.
It is a vibrant scene, yes. It was, and for me, look, it just came at a time when living as an artist in a city was just becoming unfeasible. And to be able to go to a place where things were cheaper just to focus on developing my craft at that early stage was such an advantage to me.
Now, talk to me about the other art fair. I don't actually know a lot about it.
Right. The other art fair run by Saatchi Art is a great way for emerging artists to showcase their work. It's about 100 artists, and this year it was in a huge warehouse just this past weekend at the Commune in Waterloo. And I have no idea how I would show my work to so many people in Sydney without having been in the other art fair. It was a really great experience for me and a big learning curve.
So a bit different to what you'd done before?
Yeah, very different. Very different. I mean, because of the way that I came into art as well, I didn't study art at art school in Sydney, and I've been away for such a long time that I haven't really been connected to the art scene here. And to be with all of those artists in the same place for that period of time, and to get to know them, and to see what it's all about here, like it was really wonderful.
And is the art scene kind of accepting of your almost scientific background coming into art?
Yes, I think so. I think it's a point of interest.
A very big point of interest? Because I'm just fascinated by it. I've never heard of anything sort of like this.
Yeah. Well, there is a history of using mathematics in art. There's for perspective and for calculating various things. Like there has been mathematics used in art over the centuries. It's not completely new.
Not completely new. Okay, well, I look forward to seeing what you're doing in the future. And I'm glad that you're sort of back in the Sydney and Chippendale art scene. Looking forward to seeing some of your art.
Thanks very much, Nick.
Thank you very much, Beth. Beth Radford there, taking a, passion for mathematics and turning it into some incredible artwork.